What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. On today's episode, I'm going to be giving a recap of Caitlin Clark's WNBA debut as her and the Indiana Fever fall 92-71 to the Connecticut Sun. Before I get into my thoughts on this game, as always, I want to talk to you guys about SeatGeek, as we are part of Team SeatGeek, and it's one of the best ticketing apps out there. So we're very grateful to be part of Team SeatGeek. And a couple things I always mention on here about SeatGeek that I love is that each deal is rated on a scale from 1 to 10. So they really do their part in helping you find the best deal possible. Another thing I always mention about SeatGeek is that you know exactly what seat number you'll be seated in rather than just a section or row, which is how it is on the other ticketing apps out there. So if you're in the market right now for any type of ticket for a game, comedy show, concert, play, whatever it may be, make sure to check out the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and use code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, and you'll get $20 off your first ticket purchase once again. Download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com if you're in the market for any type of ticket. And make sure to use our discount code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, and you'll get $20 off your first ticket purchase. All right, so now to get into my thoughts on Caitlin Clark's WNBA debut. So to start off really quick, so from what I noticed, obviously, for those of you that don't know, I'm new to the WNBA. This is the first game I ever watched, and it's because of Caitlin Clark. That was the first time I wore my Indiana Fever Caitlin Clark shirt, so that was cool. But yeah, so like I said, the Fever fall 71-92 to the Connecticut Sun. Some early thoughts to put out there about the game overall. I feel like the Connecticut Sun, they showed more better team chemistry. They're able to move the ball around more, and most importantly, they're able to play more consistent defense than the Fever were able to attain throughout the whole game. Don't get me wrong, the Fever did have moments where they had some elite defense, but overall, I believe the Suns defense was way more, you know, consistent, and that's what ultimately led them to winning the first game of the WNBA season. For Caitlin Clark herself, she did start off slow on the offensive end, although the defense was on point from the beginning. A lot of credit. Let me pull up. All right, like I said, I'm new to this, so gotta pull up the rosters and make sure to pronounce the right name. So a lot of credit should be given to Dejanay Carrington. She had an incredible game. The fourth year pro out of Baylor. She was the one that covered Caitlin Clark throughout this game. She did a hell of a job. And aside from her defense, she also showed out on the offensive end, as she even had a quarter where she scored 14 points. That was in the second quarter. So Dejanay Carrington, she very much impressed me. That was tough. She did end the game with some cramps, it looked like. So she wasn't able to finish the contest. And ultimately, it showed, because Clark was able to, you know, convert more shots towards the end of the game than when Carrington was covering her. So I think that speaks volumes on how great Carrington is defensively. And like I said, she had a 14-point quarter. So a hell of a start, you know, to this new season for Dejanay Carrington. But yeah, to go back to Caitlin Clark really quick. So although it was slow for her offensively, like I said, in the beginning, she ended up being tied for the highest scorer in the whole game, as she had 20 points in the game, just like DaWanna Bonner, who is a 15-year pro out of Auburn, and she became the fifth leading scorer in WNBA history. So shout out to DaWanna Bonner, did a hell of a job tonight for the Connecticut Sun. Alongside Alyssa Thomas. Alyssa Thomas had a triple double. I saw last year Alyssa Thomas was third overall for MVP, and I think she became the first player in WNBA history to have like the most points and rebounds in a season, something like that. So shout out to Alyssa Thomas as well. She very much impressed me. And to talk about Alyssa Thomas really quick. So she's a 11-year pro out of Maryland. And yeah, she just did a hell of a job. She's a high IQ player. She does a little bit of everything. And something to point out, she has both of her shoulder labrums are torn. So she's played with that. And last year she played with it. And like I said, she ended up third in the MVP voting. So Alyssa Thomas, absolute beast. But yeah, so I wanted to make sure, you know, obviously I'm going to be covering Fever games here, but I wanted to make sure to give, you know, credit where it's due. And, you know, they had the Connecticut Sun had a couple of standouts there that very much impressed me. So to get back to the Fever, so yeah, like I said, Clark, you know, she started off slow, but then she was able to pick it up in the second half, especially. She ends the game, like I said, with a tying for the most points by an individual in the game with 20 points. She went 5 of 15 from the field, 4 of 11 from 3, and she was a perfect 6 of 6 from the line. She also added in 3 assists and 2 steals, and her defense was great throughout the whole contest. Another girl I want to point out from the Indiana Fever that I absolutely loved was Katie Lou Samuelson. She's a 5-year pro out of UConn, and Samuelson very much reminded me to talk about the NBA really quick. Samuelson reminded me literally, like, if she was in the NBA to me, she'd be a perfect Heat culture type of player. Samuelson, it was great defensively. She got a couple rebounds, got a couple points, set a couple of nice screens. She's a high IQ player, and she just plays very hard. So I'm a big fan already of Katie Lou Samuelson, so I wanted to make sure to shout her out, to read her stat line really quick. She went 1 of 2 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, ended with 5 points, 3 assists, and 2 rebounds. So her stat sheet, it doesn't jump out, but the eye test very much did jump out. And I think Katie Lou Samuelson, down the line this season, she could end up being one of the X factors for this Indiana Fever team, and she could be one of those, role players that determines how far they get this season. Another girl to talk about. Obviously, like I said, it's the first WNBA game I watched. The majority of these girls, besides Caitlin Clark, this is the first time I watched them. One of the ones that was highly touted, Erica Wheeler. She's a 9-year guard out of Rutgers. She has a great story. It says she came into the WNBA 9 years ago as an undrafted rookie, and became the first player in league history to win All-Star Game MVP as an undrafted player. So she has a tremendous story, and I had heard of her previously before even watching WNBA games. But in my opinion, tonight I wasn't very much impressed. To go back to another NBA comparison, I would compare it kind of to like a Kyle Lowry, because from what I heard of Wheeler, it seems like she's a tremendous player. She has some nice accolades, a nice story, but she reminded me of Kyle Lowry because there's a lot of moments where she just like messed up, whether it be on offense or defense, didn't come through. And then she'd be like barking, like complaining, screaming at her teammates. And like I said, it's the first time I ever watched this girl. So I'm not trying to like hate on her or call her out or anything like that. But I just want to give my honest opinion. And she just really much reminded me of Kyle Lowry when he was on the Heat. Aside from that, I know Aaliyah Boston, she's the reigning rookie of the year. She had a pretty good game, although I believe the Sun defense, I absolutely was clobbered her, so she wasn't able to live up to what she did consistently last year. She went 2 of 6 from the field, finished with 4 points, 2 blocks, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. I read some other, stats from some other players on the Fever. So 2 years ago, the second overall pick in the draft, Nelissa Smith. She finished with double-digit scoring. She had 13 points, 9 rebounds, and assists, and 2 blocks. She was pretty good. Although she did fi finish with double-digit points, I didn't feel that it necessarily specifically her scoring didn't really impact her team overall in terms of them trying to win. But like besides that, I mean, she did pretty good overall. I just feel, like I said in the beginning, that the Sun were just a better defensive team in this one. And that's ultimately what carried them to this victory. And yeah, overall, they just had more, they had, like I said, better team chemistry, better overall defense, but they also had like more better individual performances as well. So yeah, I just think the Sun were the better team tonight, and it clearly showed. Now the Fever, they'll move on. The opening night at home, so the second game of the year, but home opener will be Thursday night against a high profile or star-studded team in the New York Liberty. So that should be a fun one. And then their third game, they'll be playing the Liberty again, but in Brooklyn on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. So two games coming up in a row for the Fever against the New York Liberty. One at home, like I said, Thursday night. Then they go to Brooklyn on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Something I'm really gonna look forward to, or something I'm gonna look for the Fever to improve, although it's only the first game. It's going to be the overall team defense, and I also believe it may be more offensive. I don't know how to explain it. I guess more offensive schemes and stuff, but really, to me, I'm not the biggest guy of like in terms of offensive play calling, offensive schemes, like in basketball in general. I just really believe that great defense translates to good offense, a lot of fast break points, and that's kind of what was missing, in my opinion, from the Fury tonight. So yeah, I'm just looking forward to more better individual like defense, but also most importantly, better team defense, and to see if they could do it consistently for 4 quarters. So I think that's ultimately going to be one of the biggest X factors or deciders in terms of how far they go in the season. But with all that said, it was the first game of their season. It was the first WNBA game that I watched, and it was a lot of fun. I'm glad that, I fell in love with Caitlin Clark's game in college at Iowa, and now I'm here watching her in the WNBA. So I wanted to make sure to, do a little recap on her first game on her WNBA debut. So congratulations to Caitlin Clark and her family. She's officially, a WNBA player, and it's gonna be fun, to follow the rest of the journey. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you want to give me any of your thoughts, make sure to reach out to us on Instagram at the flame underscore ES and at Rob Cao, RobCao. Once again, make sure to check out SeatGeek if you're in the market for any type of ticket for a game, concert, comedy show. If you're looking to watch Caitlin Clark play in person, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and use code RobCao, RobCao, for $20 off your first ticket purchase. Once again, download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and use code RobCao, RobCao, and you'll get $20 off your first ticket purchase. But all that said, thank you guys again so much for tuning in. Go Fever. Until next time, everyone, take care.